Fear is an uncomfortable feeling. We don't like it. We shouldn't. It wouldn't be fear if it was comfortable. What makes fear fear is that we understand the danger. We understand the pain or the loss that could occur. We don't like fear, but fear oftentimes saves us. It's the voice in our head that keeps us from doing stupid stuff. It's our brain telling us to be careful. Fearful, while uncomfortable, is healthy and necessary. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body. Terrifying words from our Lord, but comforting if we put them into their proper context. On the one hand, Jesus is telling us not to fear anyone on earth, but then in the same breath is telling us to fear God. Easier said than done. We often are motivated in our life to do and not do things so that people are happy with us, or at least not angry with us. Sometimes this is good, sometimes this is bad. But this fear in life is put into its proper place if we first and foremost have fear of the Lord. Fearing God above all else helps us to understand what we should fear here on earth. Because we often put others above God in our life. We let them control us. We let our fear of their reaction control what we say and do. As people, we want a comfortable life. We want a peaceful life. And so we are often motivated to just keep the peace and just go along to get along. This causes us to deny our Lord in small ways every single day. This is what Jesus means when he says at the end of his gospel passage, "Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But everyone who denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father." Any fear we have should be rooted in this passage. How often do we actually talk about God with others? How many people actually know that we're Catholic? Not just with our words, but by our actions. Do we deny the Lord in our daily life? Do we sin in ways that everyone can see? Do we sin in ways when no one is looking? Do we follow the Ten Commandments? Do we follow the precepts of the church? Do we strive to live a virtuous life? Or do we just try and be nice? We are called to be much more than nice. We are called to love the Lord with our whole heart, mind, and soul. Who here can honestly say that? No one, if we're honest. So that could cause us a bit of fear, healthy fear, fear that should motivate us to love God more with our actions and our words. Jesus begins this passage by saying to fear no one because God knows everything, an odd combination. But then he clarifies when he says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge." Our fear should be rooted in the fact that God knows all and sees all. We cannot hide from God. But because of this, we should have no fear of turning ourselves over to God because he already knows it all. He knows us better than we know ourselves, scary and comforting all at the same time. Having fear of the Lord leads to us having trust in the Lord, the same Lord who loved us so much that he died on the cross for us, the same Lord who created us, who knit us together in our mother's womb, the same Lord who thinks of us always and loves us more than we can comprehend. That is scary and very beautiful.